This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 249 for Tuesday, January 31st. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE futures canola market is higher on Tuesday morning as traders await key interest rate decisions by central banks, including the United States Federal Reserve. Chicago soybean oil is slightly higher, while European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil are both lower. Crude oil is making slight gains as the Fed is expected to raise its key interest rate by 25 basis points on Wednesday. OPEC will also meet later this week to discuss its production policy. The Canadian dollar is down nearly one-third of a U.S. cent from Monday's close. Statistics Canada estimated on Tuesday that the country's economy expanded at an annual rate of 1.6% in the fourth quarter of 2022, down from 2.9% in the third quarter. The March canola contract is up $6.80 per ton at $834.70. In the U.S., as traders await tomorrow's announcement from the Fed on the key interest rate, corn and wheat are making slight gains while soybean prices are easing off. Weekly inspections data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture showed that nearly 528,000 tons of U.S. corn were shipped during the week ended January 26, 201,000 tons less than the previous week and down 508,000 from this week last year. This marketing year, exports are at 12.04 million tons so far, compared to 17.5 million at this point last year. Brazilian ag firm Safras and Mercado reduced its projections for Brazil's first corn crop to 23.7 million tons, citing drought in the southern half of the country. The March corn contract is up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.87. The USDA reported 1.86 million tons of U.S. soybeans were exported during the week ended January 26, 16,600 more than the previous week, and up 437,000 from this week last year. China received 76% of that week's shipments, and the country's demand for soybeans is up 10% from last year. The season's accumulated exports total 35.99 million tons, trailing last year by more than 460,000 tons. The March soybean contract is down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $15.30. More than 445,000 tons of wheat were shipped for export during the week ended January 26th, up more than 96,000 tons from the previous week and up 67,000 from the same week last year. The total export so far this season is 13.22 million tons, compared to 13.62 million at this time last year. Hard red wheat is at its poorest condition on record, with most states in the teens to early 20s as a percentage of their crop rated good to excellent. However, precipitation is expected to fall onto much of the central U.S. starting next week. The March Chicago wheat contract is up 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.59. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.78. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.24. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, January 31st. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.